FM, streaming live at listenlikealocal.com or on your mobile device with the free WSKV app for Android and Apple users. Tonight's program is made possible in part by Whitaker Bank, Tanner Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Powell County CSEP, Mercy Health, Appalachian Wireless, Citizens Guarantee Bank, Clark Regional Medical Center, Hinkle Contracting, Davis & Davis Funeral Home, Toyota South, Ace Hardware & Feed, People's Exchange Bank, Teddy Flint, Attorney at Law, Whitaker Insurance Group, Protect Security and Fire Systems, and Apex Network Physical Therapy. Let's join Ken and Dave for PCSN Live from the Stanton Studio.
And good evening. Welcome, everyone, to another edition of PCSN Live with Dave and Ken. This is Dave Falter along with Ken Simon. And tonight, a little bit later on, we'll have the Powell County High School Cheer Squad. In we've got a few seniors and hope to have their coaches in by then, and we'll get rolling.
Yeah, looking forward to that, talking to them about their season and how things are going for them.
We will, and get to talk about the upcoming competition they have on Friday night at about 7:37, somewhere in that neighborhood. Competition at the state competition for cheer, and that will be at GRC Friday night.
You know, we've talked about this, you know, going back to the fall sports. When you look at the success of the high school, again, no matter, pick a sport, and then we'll include cheerleading in this, they've all really had really good seasons as far as where they've gone in postseason.
It's been a good fall season for us. Again, girls soccer go to the regional championship game. The boys soccer team had a rebuilding year, but they had a better year than what we expected. The golf team, girls golf team, Darson Lawson got back to state tournament. Again, this year, with an additional qualifier, again, boys golf team is rebuilding. Then you have, we move forward, you got volleyball, who played really well this year. And then football, obviously made the playoffs, lost first round, but very good Bell County team.
Yeah, definitely. Again, entertaining. We enjoy doing what we do. Yep. And when you have the players and the teams that are competing at a high level, and able to get into the postseason, it makes for a great season.
I forgot volleyball. Volleyball. Did I say volleyball?
You did, okay. Yeah.
Maybe I forgot the band. That's who had the
– Yeah, the band was
best,
the other one, yeah.
What, the best finish ever, I guess, for a high school band.
Cross country as well.
And cross country. Got one of those runners in here for a second time. Miss Ashley Bay will be with us in a minute.
And let's not forget the bass team.
Bass team, yeah. And they're pretty much year-round. They're going to fish all season long. And they got some really good qualifiers going on right now and still have the spring to go. So, yeah, it's been a good year. Again, we really don't realize how busy the fall is with school starting, and you've got all these sports that already have started before even school has, and then it goes on through about November, and we'll start basketball at the end of November at the beginning of December and roll right through.
A big commitment. You know, these are student-athletes that we're talking about when they're putting in the time starting in July for their conditioning, practice, especially with football. Two-a-days, hot temperatures, even the band. You know, when you look at the commitment that they make in addition to balancing their academics, again, can't say enough about these student-athletes.
And I'll say this again, most of our athletes at the high school, these are our best students for the most part. I'm not just talking about the cheerleaders, I'm talking about our athletes, period. All of our best students that we have, and something to be proud of. And for those out there who argue that sports is not that important in a high school life, then I would have to say, look at the GPAs that our athletes bring, and that'll maybe flip the switch a little bit for you.
Yeah, there's so many benefits, you know, not only the friendships that you actually make, but then the academics, because you're held at a higher standard in order to even be eligible for the team. And then when you look with time management, obviously managing your time from practices to homework, obviously there's even some student athletes who actually work part-time jobs. In between there, again, there's a lot of life skills that are wrapped up in athletics.
Once learned in at a college, at the college level, when we were there, obviously Eastern, same time, we just didn't know it, that a lot of the businesses that talked to us looked athletes first. They want those college athletes who learn to budget time, and that's what they tell you. They look at a 4.0 that didn't have any kind of involvement, or a 3.4 that was involved in athletics or whatever it was. They would hire the 3.4 almost every time. And that just shows you that how important it even is at the college level and then getting into the real world.
And I think that is the real world, right?
Correct.
As far as balancing your time, being able to commit to something, whether it's family, you know, a side hustle, you know, a sport, whatever it might be, you know, not only are you dedicating your time to your real job, just like we, you know, we both do in a sense, right. but we also do this part time. And when you enjoy it, obviously that's half of it, right?
Just,
there.
It makes it a lot easier. And really work is the same kind of thing. If you're ready to work, put the time in, you'll be the better employee. And I think colleges and workforce sees that. And they put a lot into that, these athletes that are putting their time in, and they do put a tremendous amount of time in before they get to the real world, as we call it. So, again, they got decisions they got to make, too, even to be on these teams that they're on. So, moving forward, again, we'll switch gears a little bit here. We're going to talk a little bit about recap what's happened this week and last week since we were with you last. And we'll start with boys basketball.
So the boys are actually 2-2 on the season. The last game out, we had them playing Montgomery County here at home. The Pirates lost 59-54. Had their opportunities. Mm-hmm. You know, Montgomery County, not necessarily a great team at this point, but the Pirates showed a lot. Would have liked to have seen them be a little bit more patient in that game at times, certain possessions. And they probably could have pulled out a win. But nonetheless, a good showing, 59-54. And then last night they ended up going on the road facing off against Bergen, where they ended up winning 61-55. So the Pirates 2-2 on the season, and we'll be on the road with them tomorrow at Paris.
You know, road wins are tough regardless of where you go. And then hosting a team like a Montgomery, whether they're down or not, the size of the school Montgomery is, we put it close last year. And then it was the same thing the other night when we had the game on. Like you said, decision making, free throws. I thought, just I'm not saying shot selection, but some of the shots we took compared to what they were taking, quality shots versus not quality shots, I think, and that's probably the difference in the game. As far as, you know, the basketball, when you watch Montgomery, if you go back and watch play by play or shot by shot, they took better shots than we did. Free throws, coin flip. McPowell, Montgomery, both missed free throws, left stuff on the table, and again, it bothers us that you shoot like you shoot, and with free throws, it should be a given. You should be at least 65-70%. If Powell was around that number, they're right in that game the entire way. So you got to get some work in. You got to get some time in to work on those things, and free throws are important, just like any three-point shot you miss during the game. Free throws are – sometimes you get in the bonus, you get one to make two. We missed two there in the fourth quarter, two front ends, and you can get two more opportunities. So that's a possibility of 4 points that we missed out on.
And those are things that you have to clean up. If you expect to go deep into the postseason, you're going to have to clean those little mistakes up, be a little bit more wiser offensively in order to make that extra pass, in order to take that better shot, as opposed to trying to force something up. Again, if they can do that, I think this team will go far. They just have to clean that up, and obviously 4 games in, you know, they have to improve their free throws and even some of their half court defense.
And they're also gonna have to probably beat somebody they're probably not supposed to beat. They've got to get a quality win over someone that wasn't expecting it. You know, tomorrow playing Paris, probably a coin flip at best. It's on the road. They're 0-3 coming in, but they got a big time score over there as well, averaging over 20 a game. So we'll see how we manage the game there. Again, anytime you play on the road, like I said, it's a tough deal. And then they'll come back and play. They play against Saturday?
Saturday against Morgan County
at home.
We'll
have that game here with you as well on NFHS here at the high school. So you'll get a couple games this week with the boys. And then next week, I believe they play Garrett County at home next Tuesday. So we'll have that game with you.
I think that's girls.
Well. Is that girls that plays Garrett?
I think that is girls.
Well,
because then at that point, then we go to Lee.
Go lay on the 13th.
Correct. Yeah, and that's actually a doubleheader.
Tuesday.
Yeah.
My bad. So, yeah, the 12th will come back. I got ahead of myself. So, Lee County will be the game next week. We will have both those here on WSKV and the NFHS app from Lee County High School, correct?
Correct. That is correct. Now, let me go back to the Paris matchup tomorrow night. Common opponent, Hazard. Mm-hmm. We ended up losing to Hazard by like 36. Paris lost to Hazard by about 27. So again, going back to your coin flip, in a sense, it could go either way. Yeah. Obviously, Paris being at home, probably a little bit of slight advantage, just being at home.
I think you give any home team five, at least 5 to 6 points. when they're playing on their place. But we'll see how the Pirates play to that. I don't remember the last time we went to Pirates to play. It's not a fun place to play. Our kids are going to have to get used to how they call that in the 10th. The bluegrass is not going to call a lot of things that we're used to seeing called. It's going to be a very physical game tomorrow night, and our boys better be ready for that, or they're going to be in a little bit of a shell shock.
I think they will. Obviously, you have to come prepared. They've not had that game since the Montgomery County game. So under those circumstances, you have time. Now that you get prepped, let's go on the road. You just beat Bergen. Let's follow that up and see if you can't get one at Paris.
Now, that'd be a big deal tomorrow night. Now, for the girls' perspective, they've played a couple games as well. They played Monday that we did not broadcast, and played last week at the end of the week that we also did broadcast since we were with you last year on PCSN.
So they played the season opener was against Perry County Central. The Lady Pirates lost that one 63-46 at home. And then on Monday, they ended up defeating Bluegrass United, again, a Kentucky home school, 57-49.
And during that game, I believe that we got another milestone. Makaira Caudill, I think, got her 1,000th point in her high school career. So junior here at Powell County hit the 1,000-point mark. So nice job for Makaira there.
And they actually will have the game for the Lady Pirates Friday night. They actually were scheduled to play Jenkins. That game will be rescheduled, but now they'll face off against Bath County at home.
Definitely an upgrade on opponents. This is a lot tougher team than Jenkins would have been. I'm not knocking Jenkins. I'm just saying this is probably a little bit better opponent at this point in the season for the Lady Pirates. So we'll see what they're made of on Friday night. Again, they'll be here on WSKV. And then Saturday they'll travel to Clay County. Again, tough road trip for the Lady Pirates. And they will come back on Monday and play Garrett County. And then Tuesday night with Lee County. So they've got us. Next 5 days is going to be big for the Lady Pirates. They got it's a tough stretch coming up. 4 games in 5 days, right?
That's correct. So, again, we'll have the game coming up Friday night against Bath County. Then they'll be on the road in a tournament coming up as well.
Yeah, next week.
Correct. At the end of next week, I think it's like the 19th, 20th, 21st, mm-hmm. somewhere around in there over in Bath County. They're scheduled to play Bath County again on the 20th. We were actually going to be doing that game, but the fact that they're actually doing that on Friday really doesn't matter under those circumstances if they're playing Bath County twice, but we're probably most likely not be covering that game.
Is she annoying you?
No, she can't annoy me.
No. All right, so that's the what's coming up here this week, and then also some of beginning of next week. We'll have PCSN next Wednesday night. Will be our last one of 2022. We won't have the two Wednesdays after that, correct?
Correct.
So we'll take a break here, or a couple breaks here, and come back with the Powell County High School cheer team here on WSKV and PCSN Live.
Protect Security and Fire Systems. Your security is our business. Visit the Powell County Sports Network page at WSKVFM.com.
With Whitaker Bank's new home equity line of credit, qualified applicants can borrow up to 90% of their home's value with no closing costs. With Whitaker Bank's home equity line of credit, you only pay back 1% of your balance monthly, and you process your withdrawals with Whitaker Electronic Banking. Stop by Whitaker Bank and see how our new home equity line of credit can help you. Whitaker Bank proudly supports your Powell County Pirates. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
Since opening in 1972, Citizens Guarantee Bank has been there to help our customers enhance their lives and achieve their dreams. With 7 locations across central and eastern Kentucky today, we are celebrating 50 years of being there for the communities we call home. Citizens Guarantee Bank is now CG Bank. New name, same commitment to being there for our neighbors. CG Bank, we've been there for that. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Toyota South in Richmond is moving forward. Family owned and operated since 1915. Meet General Manager Charlie Johnson.
I was raised right here in Powell County by my grandparents. They taught me to be honest and treat others with courtesy and respect. And that's what you can expect from me. I would like to personally invite you to take the short drive to Toyota South in Richmond. Whether you're looking for a new or used vehicle, as General Manager at Toyota South, I will make your short drive well worth your time. Come see me soon at Toyota South in Richmond.
Toyota South in Richmond. Online at toyotasouth.com or call their friendly staff at 877-605-4326.
New driveway, parking lot, or large aggregate need? Hinkle Contracting Company specializes in all things crushed aggregate. They provide expert delivery and more, depending on size of application. Call Natural Bridge Stone today at 606-663-2815 or Tipton Ridge Quarry at 606-723-4881 or find out more information at hinklecontracting.com. For all of your asphalt and aggregate needs, think Hinkle Contracting Company.
And welcome back here to PCSN Live with Dave and Ken. And we are being joined now with Powell County High School cheer coaches, head coach Kayla Mays and assistant coach Dee Faulkner. Welcome to the studio, ladies.
Welcome. Thank you. Nice to be here. What do you say?
It is nice to be here. Yeah, thanks.
Thanks for having us.
You're very welcome. So tell us a little bit about, I guess, Friday night, first of all. So it'll be the state competition at GRC, so you can give us the rest of the details.
Yes, the game day division is Friday night. That's split up into two divisions, small and large, but we're small, so we'll compete at 7:39 exactly.
I missed it by 2 minutes.
When I said we will take the mat.
I said 7:37.
At GRC, 7:39.
I was mistaken.
Very precise.
My apologies, folks.
Okay, so what's another competition then? So you mentioned end game, so describe what that actually entails, what that actually means.
Well, with game day, it's more like a game situation. It's not the traditional 2.5 minute with all the tumbling and stunts. This, you do a band dance, you're given a prompt, whether it's football, so it's either going to be a defense cheer or touchdown. They give you a situation. The girls have to decide if it's touchdown or defense, which we spent more time practicing that than anything else, learning about football. And then you do a floor cheer and your school fight song.
Which one do you like the best as far as competitive cheer? Which one do you like the best?
Personally, I like 2.5 minute, but it really depends on your team. The skills they have. These girls are really good game cheerleaders. I mean, they have one in game in our district 3 years in a row now, going on 4. They've got placed in region a couple times, so they're really good at game day stuff. That's just kind of their...
When you say game day stuff, that kind of infers that game day stuff is typically what cheerleaders do at their schools,
yes,
correct?
Yes, your band dances, your sideline cheers, your halftime cheers, your school song. 2.5 minute, you have to have a lot of tumbling, gymnastics, a lot of stunning.
Well, a question real quick. Like, if you watch a competitive cheer routine for, I don't know, like if you're UK, would they do a 2.5 minute or a game day routine?
2.5 minute.
There's so most of the competitive cheer that you see on TV or what UK does, it's a 2.5 minute version.
Game days just kind of came around. Like, they do both at the college level. So I don't know if UK does both. I'm not really sure. I don't think they do, but it's just kind of something new that's came around the past little bit. They just brought it to the high school level, what, maybe 3 or 4 years ago?
So this is your first experience doing game day at the state level?
Yes, we had planned to compete the past 2 years at game day, but COVID knocked us out both times. So this is the first time in 2 years that we've even been able to compete. 3 years, I guess. We've not competed since COVID. So,
go ahead.
They went to region, and they did really well. So two teams advanced to state, and we were one of them out of two.
So when you're doing these cheers, you know, for game day, do you switch things up year to year kind of? Do you add new cheers into the routine, you know, in order to not be stale and stagnant, I guess?
Yeah, we even switched ours from even our band dance from region to state. You know, these girls have been practicing this routine since September. So they're doing the same 3 minute routine every night since September. And I know they're probably a little bit tired of it. And it kind of, you know, as a coach, I see the same thing over and over. So, you know, you kind of have to switch it up. So from region to state, we did a new band dance. We've added some stuff, changed our situational sideline cheer a little bit.
So real quick, I know I'm going to allow you that opportunity here to get some shout outs. I know they're coming. So at the regional competition, you had some folks that questioned why you didn't have some stuff that other teams had. So I'm going to let you explain that a little bit and give you some shout-outs as well.
Yeah, we, you know, we didn't have, like, the flags and the banners and stuff, you know. Granted, we don't have a lot of funds in our cheer account. We're, you know, we'd get sponsors every year, and we could not be more thankful. Way too many to list, you know, all of them, but we have several sponsors. But when you think about cheerleading, we have to buy new uniforms. You have pom-poms, you have signs, and I don't even, shoes, boats. There's so much that goes into it. You know, I guess I'm a little more strict than some. We have practice clothes. We wear the same thing every, you know, I tell them what to wear to practice. And so we, you know, and I like to get them things like backpacks, stuff that they can use. But then, you know, the flags and stuff are rather expensive. So, you know, we had some administrators there and they were like, hey, we really need those. So thanks to, you know, our athletic director, Doug Brewer, and, you know, principal, assistant principal, Jennifer and Martina, they were like, we've got to get these. So it was, I guess, Monday we had them ordered and we got them in. So that's really going to help at state.
And it probably didn't hurt that the principal and the assistant principal both have daughters that probably, are on the cheer squad, right?
But, you know, I think they all, even like athletic director, I think everybody just, a lot of the community members also have recognized these girls work really hard. I mean, it's, they end their season when basketball ends, usually around the 1st of March. They get maybe a week or two to kind of chill. We have to have tryouts in April. The KHSAA tells you when your tryout window is. And as soon as we have tryouts, we start conditioning, and they pretty much start, you know, working towards the next season in April. We take the dead period off like everybody, and then they just, and not only are they getting ready for football season, but they have to get ready for their region. And then in the midst of that, they have to get ready for basketball and then try to get ready for state. And then after that, they have to get ready for in-game that's held during districts and regions basketball. So it never ends, and there's always something, so.
It's almost like the bass team, right, as far as being, honestly, being year-round, right?
Yeah, it never ends.
So let's get to the two-minute competition along those lines. So now, how do you even come up with the routines and who's tumbling and who's doing what? Do you come up with that on your own? Do you, you know, your assistant coach, Dee Faulkner, is she helping you? Or do you seek even outside help?
You know, most teams, and, you know, that's what we've done in the past. You just kind of seek outside help, people that just do choreography and stuff like that. So that's really helpful. But, again, that's also expensive. So, but this year, you know, we hadn't got to use our routine from the past 2 years. So we were able to just kind of build on that, change it to kind of suit this team and go from there.
So what about music? Obviously, there's music associated with that side of the competition. How do you pick and choose?
Well, this one's a little easier because, you know, we had our band record the school song, so it's exactly what they're used to. You can kind of go buy some songs. Like, we bought, you know, a couple of our band songs that our band does, and, you know, just kind of went from there with that. Now, when you get into the 2.5 minute, the music's way more complicated, and there's a lot that... Yeah, it's all expensive. There's a lot that goes into cheerleading that a lot of people don't realize because, I mean, you get to see the finished product when they perform. You don't see the blood, sweat, and tears, and the poor Emma, my senior. She literally gets knocked out no matter what we're doing, and she just bounces up and does it again. So,
so expense-wise, it's much more expensive to do a 2.5 minute routine?
Yes.
And probably for the girls in the long run, it's more expensive for that because they have to go through gymnastics and stuff too, right?
Yeah, it all adds up. Cheerleading's expensive, demanding. It's difficult all around.
So what actually decides which aspect of the competition that you're actually doing between the end game and the 2 minute? How is that kind of determined what you're doing? Like in a competition, like if you're going to a competition, do you know that it's going to be an end game competition and or... So there's in-game competitions and there's also the 2 minute competitions.
Like, yeah, and that, like cheerleading's where they break it down into so many divisions that it's like, it's crazy sometimes. Like you have one or two teams, but like you kind of declare, we have to pick what we're going to do and what size our team is in October. You have till October the 1st to kind of say, and after that you can't switch at all. Like if you have to tell what size your squad is and that, there's small, medium, large, super large. If you declare as like a large team and then you have five get injured or hurt, you still have to compete against the other large teams. You can't switch. And then if you declare game day, you can't change to 2.5 and vice versa. So
So this is actually based on team members as opposed to school enrollment.
Yes, yes. You kind of you have to tell exactly how many you have competing, and it's So like between October and November, if anybody gets hurt or anything, you still have to compete. You might have a 15 girl team competing against 20 girls. So
what are the different levels as far as like what would be small, medium, and large?
I think small goes up to 15 and like 12 to 15, medium 16 to 20, large 21 to 25, I think, and then 25 to 30 super.
So where do you all fall in?
We are, well, if we did 2.5, we would be medium, but game day, they just split it up between small and large, so that's even different. So we're small game day. And it really, I mean, to most people, it's probably like, why does it matter? But when you have, like, if you have small, you have two stunt groups as opposed to a super large that's going to have 5 or 6 stunt groups. So that makes a big difference with pyramids and stuff like that.
So what other competitions besides the one coming up Friday night at GRC, what other competitions have you all competed in and how well did you do there?
We just did the region. They did really well. There was only 2 teams, so we got second. But score-wise and everything, they did really well. You know, we didn't get any deductions. They, you know, everything hit, so that was really good. And then these girls like competing, but they're all about this in-game competition because I think it's more the rivalry. You know, they compete against their district teams, you know, your Estill, Lee, and Owsley. So they really get into that one, and that's what they really want to win.
That's usually the first night of the district tournament, usually. Mm-hmm. Not always, but usually the first night of the district tournament. Yeah.
They put their heart and soul into everything, but when it comes to that end game,
Now, does it matter to you guys where that end game competition is? So, like this year, we're playing, I believe it's at Owsley County, right? It's a district tournament. So, does it matter, like, if you're Owsley County's the smallest gym in the district, we've got the largest gym. Does it matter that you're at Owsley versus at Powell or at Estill?
Yeah, some schools are really hard to cheer at. Owsley's one because, you know, your sideline, you've got fans walking between you the whole time. And then, you know, if you're at home, you kind of have an advantage because a lot of that's based on crowd participation and how much the crowd is involved. So if you're at home, you know, you're going to have a larger crowd. And, you know, you kind of know the gym and the layout. And it's just sometimes going to other schools where they're smaller, it's a little trickier to cheer sidelines. And, like, Lee County is kind of difficult because the way theirs is set up. So it does kind of make a difference.
So basically Powell and Estill are real similar as far as where the gym's laid out.
Mm-hmm.
And then Lee and Owsley are a little bit more difficult. Owsley's the most difficult, you think, with the distractions?
I would think so. Because it's just that the walk, I mean, they walk through you constantly. And then, you know, you're being judged and you're trying to, like, do what you're supposed to be doing and keep cheers going. And it makes it difficult.
Does it matter which end of the Owsley County gym you're on?
Yeah, if you're on that where they usually cheer, like their home side, you don't have as many people like going through.
Our team needs to be the home team on the bracket.
That would be nice. Yeah.
To get less distractions.
It would help us out. Yeah.
So what can the fans do in order to benefit and help your team during those type of competitions?
Yeah. Even like at state, like if, you know, when you have your crowd, they all sit together and which is why we use the signs. If you do the cheers with them and stay involved and, you know, like when they do the cheers, like get on your feet, they look to see if the crowd's doing that or, you know, a lot of it too is their effort to lead, but it really helps when the crowd actually joins in and says the cheers and does the, you know, whatever the girls are yelling at the time.
How much does it affect you that there is a game going on while you are competing at the state tournament? Does it hurt their fan base coming out for that competition, or how does that affect you?
No, I wouldn't think so, because I think with cheerleading and any girl sport in general, you just kind of have your crowd that's going to follow you. You don't really, I mean, we're not going to pull a lot of people, even though it's just 30 minutes away. You're not going to have people just come just to support us. Same thing with girls basketball. I mean, they're going to have their fans that are always there. It's not like boy sports. People don't come out just to watch or just to be there. That's just how the cookie crumbles for girls athletics. It's sad, but it's true. So we'll have our parents and our usual crowd, and that's probably the extent.
So we need as many people as we can get to GRC, and then you can watch the second half here at the high school.
Yeah.
See? Do both.
And we are one of the last ones to compete, so.
Yeah. Just go in about 7:30, come back here at 8 o'clock, and finish up watching the girls' game.
Yeah.
and or during in-game competition, we need to encourage the fans to actually get on your feet,
yes,
participate. And how much does that factor into even their overall score?
It does factor in. That's why we really, you know, and honestly, like the band the past couple years has really helped us because they have, you know, they'll yell with us and they cheer and the judges see that, and that really does help. So all the help we can get, really.
And all the tips that you need for helping the cheerleaders win whatever they're doing.
And before I let these girls talk, I do want to say a few thank yous. Whitaker Bank's feeding us before competition on Friday. And then Wells Funeral Home and Megan Curtis has been really good all season about, they fed us after region, and she's just usually anything we ask for, she's willing to step up and help. Along with, we have, I couldn't even tell you how many sponsors.
Well, I know you got four t-shirts with individual sponsors on them, right?
Yeah, we do t-shirt, you know, sponsors, and we've had, this year was unreal. They can probably remember some of them, but I mean, we're just so thankful to get that support from the community.
All right, we'll take a break here on PCSN Live, back with the seniors of the Powell County Cheer Squad after the break.
Ho, ho, ho. Hello there. This is Santa, and it's almost time for the Santa's Hotline, right here on WSKV. Made possible by Santa's helper, CG Bank. My money, my bank, my CGB. Call in right here on WSKV between 6 and 7 p.m. Monday through Friday, December 12th through the 16th. And give me and Rudy Tootie the Elf your name and your Christmas list. And just by calling or messaging, you'll get a chance to win a $100 Visa gift card. If you want to write a letter to Santa, go to listenlikealocal.com and just look for me and Rudy Tootie the Elf. That's Santa's Hotline, December 12th through the 16th, right here on WSKV. Made possible by CG Bank. Merry Christmas!
When you need insurance, contact Whitaker Insurance Group in Stanton, proud sponsors of the live broadcast of your Powell County Pirates on Pickup Country 104.9 FM.
The Appalachian Wireless holiday sale is going on now. Appalachian Wireless has a holiday sale that will make everyone's holiday merry and bright from now till the end of the year. Visit us in store or reserve online for an unbelievable sale on all the hottest devices. Every phone is on sale while supplies last, with savings of up to $729 off the iPhone 14 with qualifying purchase. We know what you want for the holidays because we are you. We are Appalachian Wireless.
All right, welcome back here to PCSN Live with Dave and Ken, and we have now in the hot seat, as we'll call it here tonight, we got Miss Sophie Drake. How are you doing, Sophie?
I'm good. How are you?
All right. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I'm a senior, obviously, at Powell County High School, and this is my seventh year cheering, 3 years through middle school, 4 through high school, and it's pretty much my life. I go to school, go to cheer, go to sleep. And now, it's a repeat.
I will have to say this because I do know other things. You do take a lot of pictures.
Yes.
So do you take those for the school, for athletics, or?
So sophomore and junior year, I did take athletic pictures, okay, but it did kind of, it interfered with cheer. And so once in-game last year hit, I kind of gave that up.
So you scaled back on that. All right.
Yes.
What was the attraction about cheer going back to, you know, pre-middle school? What was it about that that kind of drew you in?
Well, if you know me, I don't like to run, and that's like my biggest thing. And so cheer is like the one sport that I've never really had to run in. Like if she says go run, I'm going to run, but like it's not basketball where I'm running up the court for four quarters. So cheer, it was just kind of, I don't even know. It kind of mixed my love for dance that I had when I was little and my love for not running, and it was just perfect.
And you did, I'm going to say this real quick while we got Ashley over here. Ashley's a cheerleader, too. These are polar opposites, then.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. Like when just thought I'd throw that
when we run laps, Ashley's at the front, and I'm like, no, this is not it.
She better be at the front.
She is. She's done before the rest of us.
Just so everybody knows, again, you know, Ashley is a cross-country runner, so therefore that's the...
And track.
And track.
That's right.
Inside jokes, but we got to clarify
you
that.
Got to, yeah. All right. So what you've done, I guess they haven't done a 2.5 minute routine.
I did my freshman year.
So you did that. So what you like 2.5 minute or the game day routine better?
It's a mix of both. I like the 2.5 minute because for game day, we can only go up to a certain skill level in our stunts. And I'm a big stunt girl. Like, I love to stunt. I mean, I go into practice all the time. I'm like, hey, look at me stunt. And so with game day, I don't get to, like, put my love in a stunt for it as much because we're not doing, like, those hard stunts that I love to do. But I get to lead the crowd and I get to be peppy. And so that kind of – it kind of mixes it together. So –
is there a certain cheer that you like more than others that you think actually one that gets you more enthusiastic and or one that you see the crowd kind of responding to?
Our Superman cheer, which we don't do that often, but the crowd loves it and they think it's so cute. And so I get to be the leader of that and I like being loud. And so I just love it because the attention's on me, duh.
Okay, so how did you become the leader in that? What did you have to do to show that leadership to be in that position?
I'm loud.
Okay.
Like, I'm very loud. Like, I missed a practice a couple weeks ago because I was sick, and Kayla texted in our group chat. She was like, it was very quiet because Sophia wasn't there. Like, it's just, I never shut up. I really don't.
Well, that's good as a cheerleader, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's what you're supposed to do. Mm-hmm. Now, when it comes to in-game coming up in March, I guess, February, March, are you more energetic during in-game than you would be like a normal cheer session?
Oh, yes. And I think what goes along with that is our crowd, is because we, like, tell everybody that we're competing. And so the crowd that we do have definitely gets more involved when we're at districts, one, because it's a district game and, like, it's always a good environment. And two, they know that we're competing and the band is helping us out. And I think it's really just the environment and, like, the constant adrenaline running through. It's a lot easier to be more
petty. So I guess you're saying this is real simple, that everybody's more energetic at a district tournament than they are at a regular game?
Oh, yeah. 100%.
So it helps the cheerleaders out as well.
Yeah.
Coming from that. Okay.
So actually what I'm hearing you say is that we need the fans to actually be more involved during the regular season.
To practice
leading up, to get them to practice leading up to the district competition.
Yeah, sometimes it is kind of sad when we do, like, we say PH, you say S cheer, or our Pirate fans, like, the clap your hands one. It is kind of sad sometimes when I look up and I see two of the pep section people and then, like, all of our parents and nobody else. And so it's kind of like, it kind of just sucks that. But at the same time, if we're losing a game, it's kind of hard as cheerleaders and as fans to be peppy, so.
So I'm going to give you a real easy out here. So you got any shout outs that you want to give people listening to us or people you want to thank for whatever?
Well, of course I want to thank Kayla and Dee Dee because they had to put up with me for 4 years.
True.
And my girls. I love my girls. They're like my sisters. They're the best.
As a former athlete, not much of one, but you will always remember your teammates. That's just a given. And those will be your best friends probably the rest of your life. You just don't realize it yet. So, good deal. All right, we'll get another cheer star in here. And somebody was hungry, they said, and wanted to leave.
Hey.
Got Ashton Bailey. You're an old pro at this. You've been in here a couple weeks ago even, right?
Yeah.
So, this is the one that loves to run.
Yeah.
So, we got Sophia off now. We got the runner. Running, cheer. Give me likes for both and why.
Well, they're completely different. For cheer, it's more like a team sport. You're working together with other people. And running is individual, and I just really like that I get to have both of those aspects for the sports that I play.
So let me ask you this. When you're actually running, what's going on in your headspace compared to what's going on in your headspace when you're cheering?
When I'm cheering, I just recognize that I need to do my best in order for the team to do our best. But when I'm running, it's more like I need to do my best so I can win the race. Yeah.
So what's your favorite, in game or do you prefer the 2-minute competition?
I definitely prefer in game. Yeah.
So which cheer squad had you rather compete against?
Oh, during in game?
Yeah. Just throw it out there.
I don't think it really matters that much. I think that we'll win regardless.
Love the confidence. Nothing wrong with having that mindset. As you should. All of you all should, for that matter.
Ashley Bailey said that, by the way.
You know. Oh, my goodness.
All you girls listening from Lee, Owsley, and Esther.
We would say the same thing. Yeah, we would. Yeah. We would say the same thing.
Are you excited about Friday night?
Yes, definitely. I'm super excited.
You got a long list of friends and classmates that are going to come down and cheer you guys on Friday?
Yeah, my mom.
The list of one. Now, as far as Alice is concerned, is she going to run to the competition and run back? Or
I mean, who knows, maybe.
And she could, just for the record, she could. Yeah. You know, there's no doubt about that.
It's like 25 miles, just short of a marathon, right?
Yeah.
She could do that.
She could do it, yeah. Anyway, I just kidding. I know Alice listened to us out there in the parking lot, right?
Yeah.
So now as far as getting into cheer, what was it and how long have you been doing that?
So I've been on the cheer team for 4 years, and what really piqued my interest in cheer is gymnastics. I took gymnastics when I was younger, and I've always loved to tumble, so that's why I decided to start cheering.
So would you have liked the two and a half minute routine?
I really do enjoy both, but I personally prefer 2.5 minute because I think it's a little bit more stressful and I like high pressure situations. So
as a, I don't know what I am, but as a parent spouse of the cheer coaches, 2.5 minutes is so dang stressful to,
yes. Yeah.
To watch. No, I mean, I'm thinking, oh, don't.
Yeah. There's a lot going on.
Yeah. You practice for 6 to 8 months, mm-hmm. and you got one screw up in a 2.5 minute routine could cost you the whole thing.
Yeah, definitely.
That's a big deal.
Yeah.
It's stressful. I get stressful.
Anytime we've watched them, it is stressful. Especially when they're doing terrible. Their stunts and things along those lines. You're on the edge of your seat in many respects, but at the same time, it's very entertaining and realizing that in many respects, you all are athletes. And the skill set that you actually bring to that is very athletic.
Yes, but again, you are so limited to mistakes. And like,
yeah,
your basketball game lasts 32 minutes, and I can have 25 turnovers.
I'm
not allowed any turnovers and be able to win my competition in a 2.5 minute routine. It's tough. It's very stressful.
Yeah, definitely.
But there's no doubt about it that these girls are going to be prepared for that, right? They've already prepared months on end of practicing, and when it comes to that, they'll be prepared and have themselves ready.
See, I think game day should be the way to cheer as competition, because this is what cheerleaders do on a daily basis, is basically a game day cheer. Mm-hmm. This is, I think, how you should judge cheerleading. And this is my opinion. Competitive cheer is one thing. Cheerleading, if you're going to cheer for a school, this is what you do for the school every day, day in, day out. I think it's a perfect category, and it's nice to see that in there for what your skill set is.
Yeah.
Or at least that's my opinion.
I would agree. Any shout outs?
Definitely to my mom out there listening in the parking lot. and to Dee Dee and Kayla and to my girls. I love all my girls, and I'm confident in how we will do this season, so I'm really excited.
All right, who wants to come up next?
You
absolutely.
Yeah.
Somebody get a picture of her with her headphones on. Capture the moment for her.
Yeah. See, now Kyla gets to work a little bit different here because she's got a lot of family that works here at WSKV too.
Yeah. Right? My sister and my brother.
See?
Yeah, I've been here for a while.
Yeah, so you kind of get the studio, right?
Yeah.
By the way, we're talking to Kyla Nolan, another senior here at the high school.
Hey, guys.
Same kind of questions. You got a favorite between game day and 2.5, or you like the end game and then and later on?
The last time we did do 2.5 minute, my tailbone was fractured, so I'm a little traumatized from 2.5 minute. Yes, I've been here for a long time.
When did you come up to cheer? 7th grade year?
Yes, so I've been cheering for the varsity team for 6 years, but I've been cheering my whole life. I've got baby pictures of me in cheer uniform, so.
And your mother was a cheerleader?
Yep, that's how I got into it.
Yep. I remember her as a cheerleader as well. No, now, she hurt her knee post-competition.
Oh, yeah, I've heard that
during a celebration. And I got to tell her, I said, she came back to the school and I said, I think you tore your ACL and I think it actually was torn, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it was bad.
That was during the celebration after they won a competition. Yeah. Yeah. See, I'm old. See, I remember that stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, it's the stuff that the throwback stuff, right? That you can remember. Not
well,
so
yeah. I mean, right. That's what details me all the time.
Yeah. So, as far as the competition coming up Friday, what are your expectations? What do you envision for yourselves and your team?
Well, I'm a little nervous because state is the best of the best all throughout the state, but I know we're very prepared. We've worked our butts off since September, and we know what we're doing, and game day is what we do best, so I'm really ready to see how well we do.
Cool. You do anything other than you just do cheer, right?
Yeah, I just cheer.
Let me see here. Do you have a favorite team, like an in-game, that you want to beat the most between other three district teams?
Estill County. That's our rivals.
I just wait for somebody to say Estill. Now, Estill because of similar size, or is that who your main rival you think
That's
is?
That's our main rivals.
Okay. Do you have a regional team that you'd like to just be able to beat if you got to
face
them?
Perry Central's really good. That would be really impressive.
Perry's always kind of Perry Breathitt Letcher's kind of the top of the line as far as what we would consider. So if you beat any of those guys, it's a big deal, right?
Yeah.
I know this might seem like a silly question, but obviously when you all are cheerleading, sometimes you're in a straight line, sometimes you're stacked, right? You know, somebody's in front, somebody's in the back. How is that actually determined? Is it height? Is it, you know, your skill set? What kind of goes into that aspect of it?
Nothing really, honestly. You're just kind of thrown in a sideline. I mean, everybody's seen, so it doesn't really matter.
Okay.
But you're there.
That's what matters, right?
See, kid didn't know that. That's why he's asking, right?
Yeah.
Let's see here. We got, I know we've asked a bunch of questions. You got anybody you want to give a shout out to real quick?
Definitely my team, my girls.
Okay.
And Emma, we've been cheering together since we were little babies. We've got little upward pictures in my hallway. We've been doing this forever together. And my family, my sister, she's my biggest supporter.
That's pretty cool. Now, are they all going to be there on Friday night?
They better.
You got anybody that you did? You got a group that's coming to see you all cheer on Friday?
Yeah, my parents.
Get these parents sitting together wearing the same color, yelling PAL, right? BCHS, whatever you all tell them to yell, I guess.
Yeah.
Have you practiced that yet?
We're printing them out a sheet. They all better right. know the words.
That's what I'm saying, you know. Got to prep them.
Okay, let me ask you this, because actually it's been stated, you know, a few times at this point. So what is it about your teammates, about the camaraderie, about the sisterhood, if you will? What is it about that bonds you all together to where, you know, you're going out to eat, let's say, after here tonight or even after a practice or a competition? What is it about the closeness of your team, or what kind of, bonded you all together, I guess?
Ooh, well, we're always saving each other from falling and stunts, so I think that definitely
So a trust factor.
Yeah, we've got a lot of trust. But I think out of all the teams, like, this team has such a great bond. We all love each other so much, and usually, like, there's always a divide between the seniors and the freshmen, upperclassmen, lowerclassmen. But with this team, I feel like I'm so close with every single girl on this team. Like, I can go to anyone for help, and they can come to me, and I think we've established that, and I really love these girls.
So was that something that came before you all and you've kind of carried that on, or do you think this is something that kind of you all are establishing and kind of trickling down?
Well, I know us senior girls, we always go out of our way to let the girls know, like, we're here, because I've been that little freshman. I mean, I've been the seventh grader. I was even younger than a freshman. And even if, like, it doesn't have to matter if the seniors are mean. It's just, like, they're not. It's just always that tension, because it's like awkward and you're like, I'm the underclassman. But I feel like we've really just made it clear to those girls that we love them, we're there for them, and anything they need, they can come to us.
And if anything, it's probably just more years of experience, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
Where you've actually done it more years, and therefore that experience, a certain amount of maturity comes with mm-hmm. that experience, right? And therefore that trickles down and you're embracing those underclassmen in order to kind of step up and let them feel a little bit more comfortable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's very important for the underclassmen to come in and be comfortable, because we're a team. We have to be able to work together, and I think the more comfortable we all are, the better we work together.
Okay, so how do you build team?
We like to eat together a lot and just talk.
Okay.
So food really helps us get close.
Food is a bond.
Yeah.
What day?
Oh, we talk all the time. I think we drive Kayla and Dee Dee crazy.
Now, we're going to probably get the quietest cheerleader on here last, I would assume. Is that correct?
Yeah. She's quiet. She can be loud, though. But she's... Yeah, she might. She screams.
Well, when I always see her, she's always one that's not saying anything in the background. So just she's there. I'm saying that's one. Okay.
Okay, well, let's talk to her then. Let's find out who this guest is.
You get the headphones.
Okay.
So tell us who my quiet cheerleader is real quick.
I'm Emma Ware.
She sounds quiet, doesn't she?
She does sound. She's always been quiet.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, she's always been quiet, kind of.
You take that after your dad, I'm assuming.
Yeah, everyone says me and my dad are really alike in, like, looks and personality and everything.
I've had the honor and luxury of coaching both your parents.
Yeah.
He is the quiet one of the two.
Yeah.
Don't get mad at me, Christine. I'm just saying.
So how long have you actually been involved in cheerleading?
So I've cheered since elementary school, but I started cheering for the high school my 8th grade year. So this will be my 5th year cheering for Kayla and Dee.
Any other sports or activities that you're involved in?
Nope, just cheer.
Okay, so what was it about cheer that kind of drew you in?
I just watching, because my brother plays basketball, so I always had to go to his game. So just getting to see the cheerleaders out there, just I've always looked up to him. And my Aunt Tara kind of helped that, because, like, my mom, I mean, she plays softball, so she doesn't really know nothing about cheerleading. And my Aunt Kelly does, too.
You know, now, by saying that, I will say this real quick.
Mm-hmm.
All your aunts.
Yeah. I have a lot of them.
I coach them all. I would have to say that they were all quiet cheerleaders.
Yeah.
And I'm saying this because they probably always wanted to be cheerleaders, and they weren't. Right? Kelly was, I think.
Kelly was a cheerleader, and so was my Aunt Nancy, my brother's dad.
Yeah.
I mean, my brother's sister.
Yeah. So, but, I mean, as far as your mom's sisters, Kelly was the only one that actually cheered.
Yeah.
I really think they would have all been really good cheerleaders.
Yeah, I think all of them. Sarah was a basketball and softball girl, and so was my mom. But I could see Tara.
Definitely.
Being a cheerleader, 100%.
Yeah. Hey, I think your mom, too.
Yeah.
Because she's loud.
Yeah, she is loud.
She's loud, yeah.
So as far as the competition, do you prefer the end game or do you prefer the two-minute competition?
I like game day. I like getting to be peppy and getting to use songs and my megaphone. I get to use megaphone this year. And I love getting to do like our band dances and stuff. And I love getting the crowd involved with us.
Who gets to do the flags since you just got them?
Leah, one of our freshmen, Hannah Trent, she's a senior. And then Felicity, she's also a junior. And then Sophia at the end, and Lee again at the end. But
so where's Hannah tonight? How about Hannah?
She's sick.
Sick?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, where was we going to?
So expectations for you coming up Friday then with the competition?
I think we're going to do really good. I mean, because we did really good at Regions. And we've reworked it, and it looks really good. I think we're going to do really good on
Friday. So the things that you were weak on, I know the apparatus didn't have the flags and stuff. Will that, and this is something maybe you can answer or Kayla can answer, is there enough points added to your possible score with the flags that could catch you back up with maybe the thing that beat you in region?
I think it'll help. I think some of our changes we've made boost our score.
I think the changes that we've made, like the flags, will help a lot. And then the band dance, our band dance that we're doing this time is really good.
When you say that, what does that really mean?
I just feel like this band dance we're doing for state is a little more interactive and a little more peppy. We get to move a lot more. We have our ripples, and we get to use our megaphones and all of it. But I think it's just a little more peppy than what our band dance at region was.
So if you all like it better and you think it's more peppy, it probably is, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what you're saying is that we need the crowd to be a little bit more peppy.
Yes.
With along with, look, we stand up there on the air when we're broadcasting the games, and that's one of the things that bothers both of us, realizing that you all are working hard to get the crowd involved, and sometimes they just don't participate. And believe me, we're up there cheering with you all. I can promise you that. But it gets a little frustrating, and I can only imagine being on the sideline and you're doing all of this hard work and have for months on end and not having the backing of the fans who are there to support their team, and you're all just trying to get them up and excited about that. So I'm kind of, I don't want to say shaming some of our fans, but can't get involved. These girls work extremely hard to bring that competitive edge and lift up the Powell County Pirates and Lady Pirates, regardless of sport. And the fact that they're actually out there working to try and get you involved in it, again, give them some respect and, you know, get involved.
And I'll say this, too. If you'll just do that little thing at a regular game, it also helps the teams out. Not
100%.
Only the cheer squad, it helps the teams play better because they know you're there and they're listening. Sometimes we've always said our crowds are kind of like what Kentucky crowds sometimes because –
The old Kentucky crowd.
Yeah. And you just sit there and, oh, look, we've got a game going on. Well, they're getting into it a little bit in the end zones, but the sides are still kind of like they used to be. They just kind of sit there and watch the game. And it would be nice to have the crowd more into the game than what they are, and maybe more people come out. Mm-hmm. But
it's not an opera.
No.
Where you're just, you know, bravo, bravo, cheerio, great job.
I've never been to an opera.
You know, well, okay, well, it's like that, just so you know. I'm just saying, but it's not like that. Again, everybody should be on their feet, excited.
You're supposed to
be loud, backing your
right?
Pirates and Lady Pirates. You should absolutely be loud. And again, that's what these girls are here to do, to encourage that, to lift the team up, to lift up the fans and get that support going and hopefully get a rally and or extend a lead or whatever it takes in order to get the Pirate victory.
I'm telling you, as from the other side, when I was on the bench coaching, it was always nice to hear a louder crowd. I'm telling you, it gives you so much more energy. And I know it does you guys as well when doing the cheer.
Yeah.
It also gives the team more energy. So if you're there to cheer on your team to win, help these cheerleaders out and help the team out by being more active in the stands, right?
It does help a lot.
Yeah. You got any shout-outs you want to give?
Kayla and Dean and my girls and all my senior girls and my parents.
And is Hannah the only other senior that's not here?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Shout-out to Hannah. Since
yes.
Hope you feel better soon. You only got till tomorrow to get sick.
And the rest of the cheerleading squad.
And the best of luck to all of you. I know.
Yes.
How many cheerleaders do y'all have?
15.
So you're right on your number. Now, will you have everybody Friday night?
Catherine is still not released
a cheer. Gotcha. She's got another something coming up tomorrow, right? Or Friday?
Yeah.
Thursday?
Tomorrow.
Yeah. Okay, shout out to Kat, if you're listening.
So once again, recap when the competition is.
Friday, 7:39 sharp. At GRC.
George Rogers Clark.
Yeah.
Clark County.
New college facility down there. I'm just kidding.
It could be.
It could be. Yeah. Nice campus.
So anyway, if you get an opportunity, make sure you go out and cheer on.
Cheer on
the cheerleaders.
Cheer with the cheerleaders at 7:39. And if it's a little late or a little early, you'll still be able to support them.
Mm-hmm. We appreciate you all coming in. Y'all did great.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. And best of luck. And again, we expect big things out of you all and have no doubt you'll come back with a big trophy.
Yep. Take a break here on PCSN Live.
We value our customers at People's Exchange Bank, which is why we serve you with a staff of experts that are happy to meet your lending needs. We offer a variety of personal, small business, agriculture, and commercial loans, along with competitive rates and quick decisions. Your bank shouldn't compromise on your imagination, drive, and growth, so let us help move you forward with a loan from People's Exchange Bank. Get started and get going. Visit us online at www.pebank.com or stop by a local branch to find the loan that fits you best. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Ace Hardware, East College Avenue, Stanton. want to wish the best for your Powell County Pirates at their sporting events, in their academics, at home, or wherever life takes them. Next time you need an item for your lawn or garden, building needs, small or large project, plumbing, electrical, tools, including Craftsman, DeWalt, Husqvarna, and so much more, remember your Ace Hardware right here in Stanton, East College Avenue. Ace, the helpful place.
At Wells Funeral Home, we have years of experience caring for families from all walks of life. Each family comes to us because they know we are leaders in our profession, dedicated to excellence in service, and have the highest integrity. Life is full of opportunities to show someone we love them. One such opportunity is the funeral or memorial service. Such a loving event celebrates the choices they made, the relationship you shared, and honors the memory of your loved one. Together, we will create a fitting and memorable event. Contact us today to discuss the possibilities. Call 606-663-9480 or visit us at 777 West College Avenue in Stanton.
And welcome back here to PCSN Live. I'd like to thank the Powell County High School seniors, minus Hannah, and the coaches, Kayla Mays and Dee Faulkner, for coming in and sharing a little bit about cheer. Now you know, should know a whole lot about cheer and what you did before we did the show tonight.
I learned a lot. And I mean, again, sometimes it might seem like a silly question, but, you know, when you don't know, you don't know when you ask.
I get to live it a little bit. So,
you do?
As a cheer parent, but it's different. And when I'm on this side now, you see cheer as an entirely different group than what, you know, I did before. But with, you know, Kayla was a cheerleader. When I met her the first time, I guess she was in middle school, I scared her to death. I traumatized her as a coach. I threw a jacket and it said, I don't like that guy because he scared me. So,
And now look where you are.
But just kind of look at the, you know, things that you can do to people that don't even, you're not even thinking about. I was mad at some of my basketball boys and then some of the cheerleaders saw it more. So it's, sometimes just maybe watch your actions, I guess, right?
Yeah. And Kayla and Dee do a great job.
They do.
You know, and have for years at this point. Probably should have asked Kayla how long she'd actually been the girls' cheerleader, but nonetheless,
I think she's done it. That's her 12th or 13th.
I was gonna say, I know
year.
It's over 10.
Yeah,
I know it's over 10. But
started at the middle school, then moved up, and then and absolutely loves it, and loves the girls. It just you know, when you get into coaching, it's you like these certain groups, and you can't get away from it. It's just the new groups are coming up, and you like this next group, and you know, when I was talking, you know, like to Emma, you know, when you have this group, you know, as players, and you're thinking, man, you love those kids. And it's just, you know, time goes on, then you find another group that you love just as much, and you just stay with it. And it's kind of what's kept me into coaching for so long. It's and then with the radio, you just kind of get to beat all the kids. And now you just kind of, there's more out there than what you're coaching. You know, there's these kids that are involved in this sport or this sport. And that's thankful for the radio, because it's allowed me to do sports and that I never got to see when I was just coaching my own stuff. It's just, you never got to see the other sports.
No, we're privileged.
Yes.
You know, and blessed in many respects to even be able to broadcast these games. We both enjoy it, have for years. But to be able to see all the hard work that these student athletes put in, whether it's the cheerleaders, whether it's the basketball, boys, girls, pick any sport, we enjoy it. We want nothing but the best collectively for mm-hmm. these teams. And sometimes it might come off like we might be a little bit harsh or picking on teams. The reason we state those things is because we recognize shortcomings and want them to get better and to exceed, expectations.
It's funny. Normally, we'll do a boys game for an example, and I'm saying this for a reason. We'll do boys games, and normally I get a text from Alan after every game, and he's always either to listen to some of the broadcast or goes back and explains some of the things that have happened for whatever reason. And, you know, normally he sees exactly what we saw and he'll have the same things to say. And it's nice that, it's nice that you're either heard or, you know, you want the explanation, and sometimes you get it, you're not even asking for it. But it's just, but these kids, these coaches, win or lose, they're putting time in, they work hard. And, it doesn't matter win or lose. These kids are probably are playing, I think, they're the best they can do. They're performing at the best they can do. And if they mess up, they mess up. It's part of it. But they're not trying to mess up, you know, and these coaches are doing the best that they can. So instead of everybody being negative about, okay, I don't like this coach, or I don't like this player, this is a team that represents your community. We could be negative and talk about certain things that happened during the game, but these are our kids, and there's nobody I want to be more successful than our kids.
100%.
If we have to say something that may be negative, that they may be able to grow from and learn from, and it's part of our job to say it that way.
To be analysts.
That's what we do, and we don't apologize for that. But it's, we want the best for our kids, and I think the community wants the best, but sometimes we don't have a good way of showing that. You see all these things on Facebook. We talk negative about certain coaches, certain players, and they're representing Powell County. So it really doesn't matter. They're working hard for you. They're bleeding. They're sweating. And these kids are practice sick, practice hurt, play sick. You know, I remember the cheerleading competition a few years ago. We had, and I say we, I was got to watch a couple kids with broken bones still competing. And I'm thinking, these kids are pretty dang tough. People think it's cheerleaders maybe being soft, but, you're talking about those two and a half minute routines. I'm watching kids up in stunts and being held up in stunts with broken hands. I'm thinking, oh my gosh, and broken wrists. Wow. Some of these kids go through and still compete. Man, it's, don't be negative. Unless you know what they're going through, these kids are working hard for you guys and trying to bring back the trophies for your school. And this is our community. And, I'm thankful for every representative we get, especially when they go represent well. Now, somebody wants to go act up and do something wrong we'll call it out. But we need to respect these kids for the work that they're doing for us.
And if we're pointing out anything, let's just use basketball as an example. If you're missing free throws, you're missing free throws, and everybody recognizes you're missing free throws. Now just put in the extra time to make your free throws.
And that's a whole different story for me. I had some kind of conversation with Dee the other day, and you said, why do you run when you miss free throws in practice? I said, well, you have to simulate pressure somehow. To me, that's the easiest way to simulate pressure. If you don't make it, you run. And I get that maybe sounds a little off, but you got 20 players in there shooting free throws, and you only have so many baskets, and you only have so much time to practice. So I know the people say, go shoot 100 free throws to get better. It takes a while to shoot 100 free throws, and that's one player, one basket. That would take most of your practice time. And in the gyms where they are now, let's say for an example, you got cheer practice, you got boys practice, maybe girls practice on an off night. You're not done till 9:30 in those gyms. And that's one gym that we have. So it's not like you can go to an elementary school and practice because they're really not conducive to practices. We need things in this community to do better for our kids. And it's right now we don't have them. When you have to practice, baseball teams practicing, softball teams practicing in the gym right now. Then you got cheer, boys and girls basketball. And then soon, track's going to be ready to go. Dance. Dance team. So there's only one place to practice. And, sadly, we have to share it. And it's tough when you have to work on certain skills because there's not much time to do it in.
True. I get what D's saying and I get what you're saying. It's you have to realize as an individual player, what can I do to improve my skill set?
Yep.
And if that means I'm got a goal at home, as basketball is the example, and or even one of the things that you can even do, just get in a routine, and just using free throws as the example, get in a routine, just doing the same motion each time that you're actually doing that in order to simulate, in game as much as you can on those sidelines.
You could go take a ball and lay in bed and shoot yourself. Work on the motions. Just
correct.
Work on getting that release off a certain fingertip, how you want the rotation to look. You're going to see the rotation. You're going to feel the rotation. You can work on some of those things without even shooting at a goal. Just work on the feel. And those are some things that you can work on elbow in and going high finish with the where you want the ball to come off your hand. And you can practice those things. Just sit in your room.
I mean, that's just one example.
It's just a few things you can do. But anyway, thanks for listening to us tonight. We've got a game tomorrow night at Parrish. It'll be NFHS.
And radio.
And radio. Friday night will be, I know,
NFHS.
And radio. Saturday we'll not have the girls' game at Clay, but we'll have the Morgan County game here on the, at least the NFHS?
Correct. Just NFHS, because I believe that Estill, excuse me, I believe Estill is playing Owsley or Lee, if
district
I'm not
game?
Mistaken. I'm pretty sure.
And that will trump what we're doing
yeah,
here.
Correct. Yeah. But we will definitely be NFHS for Saturday's game. But yes, the boys, Estill County, boys, girls, doubleheader will play host to Owsley County. So they will have radio coverage on Saturday. And we will actually have NFHS only. Yes.
And then on Monday, we'll have Garrett County here in NFHS and radio. Tuesday,
that's
we'll,
the girls game.
Girls game. And then Tuesday, we have both the doubleheader at Lee County.
Correct.
So
NFHS and radio.
Not only do the girls have a busy schedule, I guess you and I have a busy schedule for from now until next Wednesday. So
yeah,
we'll only have what, Sunday off?
Correct. Don't remind me.
Wow. Busy stretch for us even, so we'll have
it's
one
all
day
good.
Off
we
the
enjoy
next
it.
Seven.
We wouldn't miss it
as we get ready for the Christmas season. So for Ken Simon, this is David Fodor. Thanks for listening to PCSN Live.
Stream the game to any internet-connected mobile device, made possible in part by Apex Network Physical Therapy, located at 156 West College Avenue in Stanton.
Joining us for PCSN Live with Dave and Ken right here on Pickup Country 104.9 FM. Streaming live at listenlikealocal.com or on your mobile device with the free WSKB app for Android and Apple users. Don't forget, tonight's program is available on our on-demand player at listenlikealocal.com. The Powell County Sports Network would like to thank their...